What God has joined together, no man must separate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Brothers, that first reading, especially the end of it, is spoken to you, because you are the good friends which Sirach asks us to seek and to find, the ones who lead us to the everlasting life. But during these days, our Lord is calling you not to be good friends merely to one another, to us, but he's saying, be my good friend. And so as you hide within the darkness here, within the light, within the silence with Christ, he's calling you to be like Moses, to enter into the tabernacle and let your face be illumined by him, that the Shekinah of God's glory may shine upon you. And when you return to your people, they cry out, veil your face, for God's presence is so upon you. Be the friend of God. Dear sisters, that first reading may remind you of moments when, in discernment, others came to your community who maybe discerning had difficulties and were turned away for various reasons, not seeking God the way that maybe they ought to, from the strife that may have been brought at that time. But you may see in one another there at the end the real friends, the ones who made it, the ones who truly build you up in Christ. But daughters, let's turn our look to this gospel. Because here within the gospel, we see something beautiful. What God has joined together, let no man separate. And even though my SDB was written on this very topic of divorce, remarriage, and Holy Communion, which Amoris Laetitia speaks about so much, we leave that to others to discuss and to discern. We know what the Church teaches. But rather, I wish to turn and to call you by another name, to call you by a deeper name, the name which our Lord refers to you as, Brides of Christ. For so you are. So is your mission. Actually, from the very foundation of the world, God meant you, intended you, and called you to be very His. How special that must be. How I, as a priest, look in wonder at what He has created in you. And so you are brides. Be the brides of Christ. But this reading should have some meaning to us because God has joined you to Himself. Therefore, let no man, let no thing separate you. And it speaks about adultery. And what is adultery for a bride of Christ? Adultery for a bride of Christ is really simply this, is to seek your happiness in any way apart from Christ, apart from the bridegroom. I say that again. Adultery for the bride of Christ is seeking happiness outside of the bridegroom, for only your happiness can be found in him. We can see that in many ways, and you know further in your life where those ways in which you seek that happiness outside of Christ, whether it's desiring a certain ministry at a certain time or the approval from somebody else, one of the sisters. Maybe it's sitting in a special seat within the rec room to have that thing. Or like John of the Cross says, even desiring God's goodness, his gustos, other than his very self and being content with him. Our happiness can be found in nothing else but Christ. And so our Lord gives us a remedy, though. The remedy is this. I give you three remedies, but maybe you would say there are 152 that I'm giving you. The three are this. Eyes fixed firmly on Christ. That's the first remedy. For in him your happiness lies. And the second is the Psalms, dear sisters. The second is there, because what do the Psalms remind us but that the Lord is my inheritance. He is my portion. He is my cup. And I turn your attention to the Psalm which we all prayed together last night, Psalm 16. Psalm 16, which says so beautiful that we must put our Lord at the very center of our lives. It says, preserve me, O God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. It goes on and on and on around that same theme. My happiness lies in you alone. So, dear sisters, I put that to you, brides of Christ. Let God be the very center of your life, for anything else is adultery. You're designed for him from the very foundations of the world. So as we experience our Lord, as he's lifted up above the priest's head in the consecration, as he is placed before you and upon your tongue in Holy Communion, let your one cry and your one desire be, Lord, be the very center of my life. Because my happiness lies in you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.